When faced with difficult news, there really are just two ways that a person can react. You can passively accept what you're hearing and try to move on, or you can move aggressively to make things better and to use the adversity as an opportunity. When Domtar Corporation announced this week that it was permanently closing part of its operation in Baileyville, Washington County, I was disappointed and concerned for the community and the workers affected. I've seen this before, and each time it rips at my heart. Maine's paper industry is in transition, and the changing nature of global competition has hurt some of our older mills. International trade deals have not always worked in the interest of those working and manufacturing in Maine. I hear from people who say there's no future in the paper industry. They've given up hope on one of the state's most important industrial sectors and look for excuses or someone to blame. But I know from experience that both can recover. Look at Lincoln, Millinocket, and Old Town. When the mill in Lincoln declared bankruptcy, I had to send in the state police to protect the assets, to make sure we could redevelop the site. I knew of the dedication and work ethic of the community and the workers, and I knew of the opportunities that existed and continue to exist in Lincoln. This past June, the mill celebrated the third anniversary of reopening and now employs 400 workers and an annual payroll of $21 million a year. In Millinocket, East Millinocket, two mills were shut down. Now they're back in operation, smaller but stronger. 700 people have good jobs now. In an old town, Georgia Pacific closed its mill, laying off 400 people. We worked for 8 months, partnering with the University of Maine and others, and we found a new owner with a new hope and vision for the future. 200 workers are back on the job, and more will be coming. Maine has also partnered with the university to develop new technology that makes it possible to produce ethanol as part of the pulp-making process. The process holds great promise to make Maine pulp operations more profitable while also creating an alternative source of fuel. That technology can be put to work at pulp mills around the state, including the one in Baileyville. Now, while the job losses in Baileyville weren't as large as Old Town, the impact will be worse due to a smaller population. And while 150 jobs will be lost, more than 300 jobs remain, and the mill will continue to make pulp. I've spoken to the chairman of the board of the parent company of Domtar and other senior officials at the company, and they have assured me that they see a future for their pulp operation in Baileyville and will consider the mill for future reinvestments. That's very good news. But we will also take what we've learned from other mills and put to work to secure Baileyville's future. Workers, their family, and the community come first. The Maine Department of Labor will work with every affected worker. We will make sure they have the help and need to get by in the short term and the opportunities and training for the long term. On Friday, we held a meeting in Washington County that brought community leaders together with my administration to discuss ideas and options. We will do everything possible to make sure displaced workers from the mill get the support they need to find new jobs. These men and women are our friends and neighbors. This is a tough time, but they're not going to go through it alone. Maine has been aggressive in taking steps that kept Domtar's pulp operation competitive. Our forest certification program helps the company to better market its products worldwide. Sustainable forest management is the hook that gives Maine companies an advantage in the global marketplace. The mill manager, when they were closing down a paper machine in Jay, Maine, told me, "Governor, if you want to protect these jobs, then make sure you expand your forest certification program because companies use that in worldwide marketing." And that's one way to protect the forest products industry and the jobs in Maine is to protect the forest. That's the future of the paper industry in Maine, and I believe that it can still be very bright. At the same time, we haven't forgotten about the people, the families who've been hurt, and we're there for them. We face an imperative in Maine. We must innovate, dedicate ourselves to making smart investments in technology and infrastructure, and to educate our people so that they're better prepared, better educated, and better trained for a future that rewards the highly skilled worker in the 21st century. If we do this, and we must, then our old industries will be reborn alongside promising new ones. Thank you and good day.